Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our Hideaway studio in East County. Today, it is my pleasure to introduce Mary England, the president and powerhouse behind the La Mesa Chamber of Commerce. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Miriam, for having me.
Now, we're here to talk about some very special things that the La Mesa Chamber is doing to help make the holidays brighter for homebound La Mesa seniors, children, and veterans and their families. Mary, let's start by talking about the project for the seniors, which you've had for several years now. Tell us about that.
Well, we're very excited to be community partnering with other organizations. We're adopting 24 seniors this year. These are homebound seniors that are identified by the retired volunteer senior patrol. They are basically pretty much alone at Christmas time and the holidays. So we collect non-perishable items, money, gift cards, make big gift baskets, a warm holiday meal, and they're all delivered by the retired volunteer senior patrol and volunteers, and we put a smile on their face.
What a wonderful thing to be doing. So tell us what you need, and do you need multiple quantities of each item donated? How does that work?
Well, we have 24 seniors, as I mentioned. However, each senior's basket can be individual. So if a if someone wanted to donate 10 macaroni and cheese and 10 soups, we can always just split it up so that all 24 baskets are uniform and unique. We have 20 women and 4 men that we're gathering for.
Very good. So you're looking for things like canned goods and toiletries and gift cards, I see, to places like Target or Walmart, grocery stores. What else?
Exactly. We have some businesses that partner and give us cash in 24 gift envelopes.
Nice.
So pretty much anything non-perishable. Our seniors love soups, macaroni and cheese, anything that's easy for them to make.
Very good. How about the baskets for the children?
Well, the children are actually, we have two donors right now. I get to do the best thing. I get to go shopping with their money.
Oh, what fun.
So I get to...
You're Santa Claus, huh?
Yes, I get to go purchase clothing items for 3 elementary schools.
Very good.
That have been identified. So we're very excited about that. And I will be having the totals soon, but right now we've already... I have 47 pairs of shoes, all different sizes. We have girls and boys, so we kind of fine-tune that, and then we wrap them all and take them to the La Mesa Police Department. They have a Santa's Village upstairs, like a little
wonderful
Santa's workshop.
Really? Wow. We're going to have to go cover that. Mary, what age children are you looking for gift items for?
These are elementary school children, so I would assume 6 to 12,
yeah,
different
right
sizes. T-shirts, we've got underwear, socks, shoes. A lady just dropped off some sweatpants for girls.
Excellent. So. Now, you've just announced a brand new project this year, and this one, I understand, is to help veterans' families. Tell us about that.
Well, we're really excited. We are now going to, we have a donor that specifically wanted us to help military families that live in La Mesa.
Marvelous.
So we're partnering with the Lincoln Military Housing Unit, and this has been a great thing for us. And we have children that are ages 2 to 13 that live there, approximately 35 to 40 families. And this donor wanted us to collect and purchase toys for these children that may have parents that are deployed.
And for that particular project, the veterans' families, it's a little bit younger. It's children as young as 2 and as old as 13.
Yes.
Okay.
You're absolutely correct. And we're going to do the grand reveal or toy handoff on Tuesday, December 6th at BJ's in Grossmont Center.
Very good. So let's backtrack a little and talk about the deadlines, because I see it's different for the different drives. For the holiday drive for the seniors and the children, the deadline to donate the items is Monday, November 28th. That's the Monday after Thanksgiving, correct?
Yes, it is. And those items can be delivered to the La Mesa Chamber office on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 to 5 o'clock, or they can call and I've been picking up a lot of items.
Okay. And the La Mesa Chamber website where you can go to get the address is lamesachamber.com. And the phone number where you can give Mary a call is 619-251-7730. And the address for those of you without internet is 8080 La Mesa Boulevard, Suite 212. And it's open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Let's talk about the event coming up now for the military families, which sounds very exciting. I understand it's going to be on Tuesday, December 6th at BJ's Restaurant and Brew House in Grossmont Center from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Now, if people didn't shop ahead, can they bring a toy right there, Mary, and donate it? There's a small fee for that, or you can just bring a toy, and then there's no fee, so you can get in that way. That just sounds like a lot of fun. It's a mixer. It's a good chance to mix and mingle and meet business people in the community and do something really positive for our military members and their families.
Right, and the people that we'll be handing off the toys to will be there so that we can hand off all the toys that we're collecting. We also have a couple partners within the community that we're going to be collecting toys at several apartment complexes in La Mesa also.
Wonderful. Well, that just sounds like such a positive way to make the holidays brighter for our seniors, our children, and our military families who are serving our country. Do you have anything else to add, Mary?
No, I appreciate the time. On behalf of the board and the members that we serve, we thank you for all you do within the community and helping us get the word out that the La Mesa Chamber not only supports our businesses, but we also want to be good community partners and help those and make everyone's holiday a little bit brighter.
Very good. Well, I know those that it will be for those children and the families and the seniors that you're helping. Mary, thank you so much for joining us today on behalf of the La Mesa Chamber of Commerce on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.